Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 69, Howard McNear Remembered, part 2. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers for all your Mayberry needs at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs is also brought to you through donations by listeners like you. Thank you very much for your support. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and wow, it's great to have you with us. I hope that you guys have had a chance to listen to last week's podcast, the Howard McNear Remembered, episode number one, or part one. It was episode number 68 of Two Chairs No Waiting. And folks, you know, that episode and this episode and next week's episode, wow, these are just some things I never thought I'd run across, and I am so excited about them. Because they're just they're little pieces of Mayberry history that I have never heard. I've been doing this for quite a few years, since 1989, 1990, and I've been very involved with the Andy Griffith Show, Real and Watchers Club that entire time, and I have never run across this, or or my memory's getting bad, and I've just forgotten. I'm not quite sure that could be. But I hope you had a chance to listen to the last episode, and tonight we've got more of the same, and we're going to hear again from Parley Bear, who worked with Howard McNear, Floyd, on Gunsmoke, the old radio program of Gunsmoke, not TV. He wasn't on the TV show. He was on the radio version of Gunsmoke. And there were a lot of Mayberry folks on there, and one of the episodes coming up, we'll be hearing some of those guys as well as part of this. But tonight we're going to hear some memories that Parley Bear, Mayor Stoner from the Andy Griffith Show, if you don't remember, that he has of Howard McNear and going and doing things with him. So I don't want to take up a lot of time, so I want us to get straight into that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a short introduction of what's going to happen because this was recorded, as I'd said last week, from WAMU-FM in Washington, D.C., back in 1976. So we've got that portion coming up. So here we go.
Stories told about Howard McNear exemplify his wonderful wit and charm, and Parley Bear tells some of the best. Several years ago, Parley and Howard attended the funeral of Gail Gordon's mother, Gloria.
We went to this funeral, which is in Hollywood Cemetery, in a very small chapel, and the pews were very small. Only four people could sit in them, and they were very tightly squeezed in then. And as it came time for the show, I have to first of all say that in the old days of radio, you never had really achieved until you had what we called a conflict, that you had to get permission from one director to be late to his rehearsal or leave his rehearsal for time to go to another. You had finally arrived when you had conflicts or when you had to pay a page to open an exit-only door for you to get from CBS to NBC in order to make the show. The conflict was the ultimate thing for an actor. Well, we were tightly packed into this pew, and as you do at a funeral, you remain quiet, and your tones are subdued, and your attitude too. And my watch was being repaired. Howard was on the outside, on the aisle. Funeral was set for 2:00. And as you were sitting there, I leaned over to Howard and whispered, "What time is it?" And Howard, "What?" I said, "What time is it?" And Howard's reply was, "What's the matter? You got a conflict." I said, "Now, cut out the nonsense, Howard. Tell me what time it is." Well, I remembered too late that Howard carried a pocket watch. My tongue's perspiring. And not a wristwatch. And so he had to lean way out, and I had to lean away from him. He's tugging to get this watch out, and as he pulled hard, the fob and the ring on the stem came out. "There now. Are you satisfied?" "Well, it's not my fault. Why don't you wear a wristwatch like everybody else does?" So he got the watch out, fixed it, put the ring back on, snapped the watch open, looked at it, snapped it closed, and put it back in his pocket.
I said, "Well, well, what? Then what time is it?" He said, "I just looked." I said, "But Howard, you didn't tell me." He said, "They're not late."
He never did tell me what time it was. Another funeral, I told you, a good friend had passed away, Will Wright. And we kind of got everybody on there. I was on the member of the board of directors for the American Federation of Television Radio Artists. Will had served on the board for many years. And we attended the service in a body. Now, Will was Presbyterian and also a Mason. And Howard went to the funeral with me, but he didn't sit with us on the board, but he sat with a very fine character actor by the name of Dick Ryan, who was a staunch Catholic. And as the service went on, they did half of Will's service, Presbyterian, and the second half was a Masonic service. And when the service was over, we waited and we came out, and I saw Dick Ryan and Howard come out of the chapel. And Dick Ryan's face was just suffused with purple. He was really visibly upset, and I thought, "Well, I'm sorry Dick's upset. I knew that he and Will had been good friends, but it didn't seem possible that Dick would be that emotionally upset about it." And I walked with him over to his car, and I said, "Dick, are you all right?" And his reply was rather strange. He said, "I will never sit by Howard McNair at another funeral as long as I live." Got in his car and drove off. And I said, when Howard and I got alone, I said, "What did you do to Dick Ryan?" And he said, "Oh, he's emotionally unstable." And I said, "Well, he's all upset. What did you do?" He said, "Well, he just went all to pieces for no reason at all." He said, "While the funeral was on," he said, "as you know, it was first of all Presbyterian, and it was Masonic, and I just leaned over and asked Dick, I said, are you fellows going to demand equal time?" And what had happened, Dick, in his monumental effort to refrain from laughing and guffawing outside, I saw him 2 days later, he said, "My rib cage is still sore from that guy." He said, "I nearly strangled to keep from laughing out loud." He said, "That's a terrible thing to ask you at a funeral if we're going to demand equal time."
Yeah, well, are you going to demand equal time at a funeral? Anyway, could you not just, as you heard those stories, just not see Howard McNear as Floyd and Mayor Stoner sitting there at a funeral together and those things happening? Now, if you noticed as well, they were talking about going to the funeral for Will Wright. Well, Will Wright was Ben Weaver in 3 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, and he also talked about Dick Ryan. Well, Dick Ryan, he was on the episode that was a color episode, number 205, called Don't Miss a Good Bet. And Dick Ryan was on there as Mr. Wilson. So those are 2 other Mayberry connections there that he was talking about during the funeral. So anyway, I can just see Howard McNear sitting there, and I can see Floyd and the mayor sitting there, and the mayor going, "Floyd, what time is it? What?" And then him going, "What time is it? What?" Can you just see that? And then Floyd opening up his pocket watch and looking at the time, closing it back up, and the mayor going, "Well, well, what? Well, what time is it? I just looked." "But you didn't tell me." You know, so anyway, I think those are absolutely a treasure story for Mayberry folks, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now, I was going to play, next week, I just want to enjoy this episode. I want to let it go with this. Next week, it's a little more serious, and, you know, so but it's still a wonderful story that Parley's going to tell us about attending, actually presenting the eulogy at Howard McNear's funeral. So, I'm going to hold that out until next week. We've got enough for tonight. And folks, I just want you to go back. Just go back and listen to that again. Go back and listen to that story about the pocket watch, especially that one. Just, I love that story, and I can just so much see him doing that. And as I'd said in a previous podcast, everyone that I've talked to about Howard McNear, they have all said that he was so much like Floyd in real life that it was just a pleasure for them to come to the set and watch him work, and that they would even come on days when they didn't even have a role. George Lindsay had told me that. And anyway, I just hope you guys are enjoying it as much as me. Floyd obviously has a kind of a special place in my heart, but I believe he does in a lot of Mayberry fans. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And I'm gonna move on here and say, hey, you know, I've been begging the last couple of weeks for donations to help keep the podcast going and keep us everything working. Well, hey, I didn't start doing that. It was just right on time, because last Friday, which would have been January 29th, we ran out of bandwidth at Mayberry.com. And luckily, I had a little bit more that was in reserve that I was able to reallocate from some other websites that I do that I could put toward Mayberry.com to get it back on the web, or we would have been down until the 1st of February. So thanks to the donations I've received from several of you, and I'm going to start mentioning the names. I won't say how much you gave, because I just don't I haven't asked about that. But I'm going to make some of you guys, I don't know, executive producers or, you know, something, you know, to give you some credit for the help that you're giving me. And so I'll start mentioning you on the podcast just by name. And again, not to try to embarrass anybody, but just to thank you just a little bit for what you've done for me. Anyway, I've got enough money to begin hosting some of those things on that other site, but I have to pay a monthly thing, so it's going to be an ongoing fee for me. And I've gotten enough donations so far to do several months, but this is going to be something I'm going to have to do from time to time. Have a telethon to ask for just some donations. But I just want to thank all you Mayberry folks, those of you that have already contributed, and those that will when they have a chance. I just want to thank you for that, because it definitely is coming at a good time. We've got the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show is coming up just this weekend. There was a story in the Chicago Sun-Times about the 50th anniversary. So I really believe there may be some attention brought to Mayberry.com, this podcast, hopefully weaversdepartmentstore.com, and other things as we go through the year. So let's band together. Let's figure out ways to promote the Andy Griffith Show, and just to work together to just celebrate this year of the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show and all the laughter and joy and smiles and fun that it's given us over the years. I'm very much looking forward to it. There's a lot of events coming up this year, so try to attend one of them. You can go to Mayberry.com to the events link. You'll see it there on the top, kind of to the right side of the page. There's a calendar, a Mayberry calendar of events, event calendar. And you can see the events that are coming up over the next year to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. So I encourage you, try to make at least one of them. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. So love to hear from you guys. You can call me at 888-684-8415. And we can hear from you directly, your voice. Or you can drop me an email at floyd@mayberry.com. Or you can leave a message at mayberry.com/podcast, our website. Or finally, you can go over to Facebook at facebook.com/twochairs. You can leave us a message there. Any of those things are wonderful. And if you feel like it, you can make a donation by going to mayberry.com/podcast and just scroll down the page just a little. And on the right side, you'll see a donate button that donates through PayPal. And folks, again, thank you for what you've already done, and I'm really looking forward to this year. So Mayberry says thanks and happy motoring. See you next week.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.